we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, 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 we're lambs. We got a flock of lambs to know and run. The scattered seed of promise and ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Went through the fence, looking for some friends. Time zombie scram, so we brought it back again, cause I'm alive, ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You got to follow where he's going, gotta take you in the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm live tonight here on a Wednesday evening. Glad to have you in here. Got a great program, part three, continuing with the mystery. His baptism, water baptism, a dead ritual. Well, we'll see what the scriptures have got to say. Back with part three, the final part tonight. God bless.
You gotta follow where he's going, gotta take him to the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You gotta find the lambs and know him, run the scared to see him from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the Bible straight as we can go. We left off last night in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, where Peter is administering the revelation to him, give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Now, that makes it very clear. Verse 42, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and dead, and to give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him should receive remission of sins. Now, through his name. What is his name? What has his name always been? Is it a great mystery? Should we marvel that the Creator who created us to serve him and to call upon his name and commanded that whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh or the name of the Lord, let's use that expression because most of you Christians are used to hearing that scripture, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans, the book of Romans, Paul is the author. Now, my question to you, if he's got many names, number one, which one of those would you call on? It didn't say names. It says, whosoever believe in him through his name, not names. That's 3886 or 36. 86. Now, through his name, not names, that you would receive remission of sins. It is mandatory. It is very important. It is something that you have to do yourself. You have the ability to call upon his name. And the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. Now, first of all, that would mean that you would need to know his name. Now, what is his name? Could it be Jehovah? Well, even the people that write the Bible or who have translated the Bible tells you that Jehovah is erroneous. That means wrong or incorrect. Now, you Jehovah Witnesses, listen up. I've got a message for you. Don't go through life calling on a name that can't be substantiated or proven in the Scriptures. Even the Scriptures themselves will tell you, all the language experts will tell you, that Jehovah is erroneous. I mean, it's an incorrect rendering of the transliteration, not translation. Here's where we get in trouble. People want to translate. And there's no such thing in names. Names are transliterated. Now, it's very important here to get remission of sins. And it only comes, according to Peter, in 10:43, in his name. The remission of sin. Now, again, Peter said, repent and be baptized. Now, it's water baptized. That ain't one of those, well, we was born in our mother's womb. I've heard that ignorant argument from these dumb heads. You know, that provokes me. When they say, oh, I believe he's talking about spiritual water there, Pastor Buddy, glory to God. Well, what was he talking about when they both went down into natural water and the eunuch was baptized and went away rejoicing? He didn't rejoice until he went down in the natural water. What about the Messiah himself? He went into the River Jordan and was baptized. In the third chapter of the book of John, which is exactly where we're going next year, he says, if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And this is commendation, this is a condemnation, that light is coming to the world, verse 19 of 3, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Now, he that doeth truth come to the light, and after these things came the Messiah, Yahweh, Yeshua in the flesh body, and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. Tarried with them and baptized in spiritual water? I bet that's what he did. He tarried there with them where there was much water there, and he tarried with them and spiritual baptized every one of them. Oh, it's a dead ritual. We don't go into the water no more. That's something. You can do it if you want to, but it's not necessary. It don't have a thing to do with saving you. Glory to God. And then they'll speak in tongues. I despise that spirit that will deny Yahweh's word and deny the evidence that water baptism is for the remission of sin, and then act like it got the Holy Ghost. You don't scare me, frighten me, or you don't excite me. I've heard too much of it, over 50 years of it. I've heard every lame brain, idiotic excuse from you slow bellies that use these type of arguments to stand up against Yahweh's word. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. If you want the Spirit, you better get in the Word, because the Word and the Spirit will agree. If you're out of the Word and claim the Spirit you got ain't right. If you got something that will not confess His name in repentance and remission of sins, you ain't got the right thing. You've got something that seems right. And they said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptize, and all men come to him. John, in reply, said, a man can receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. Uh-oh. Dun. Did a bright light come on there? Remember the light? They did of the light? The people hate the light, will love the darkness? Did any light come on there? behold, the same baptizes, and all men comes to him. And John said, no man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Now, he just acknowledged that the Messiah's baptism came from heaven. He that has the bride is the bridegroom. There he is with the bride. Here's the bridegroom. He that has the bride is the bridegroom. And I rejoice to hear his voice. I'm the friend of the bridegroom. He must increase and I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all, and he that is of earth earthly, and speaketh of earth, he that cometh from heaven is above all. And he that has seen and heard and testified, and that no man receives his testimony. He that hath received his testimony has set his seal. There's the key, the seal. See, the name of Yahweh in water baptism is the seal. Remember in Revelation 22:4? You've got to have the seal of the name in your forehead. You're going to have gate trouble, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not repented and baptized in the correct name that is provable in the Bible. Moving on to chapter 4. Now, when Yahweh knew that the Pharisees, there they are again, these perfect, we don't have to have water, it's a dead ritual.
You don't have to be baptized to be saved, glory to God, and shun down, hallelujah, and I've got the Holy Ghost, and I've had it for years and years in my life, glory to God.
You poor, wretched, miserable, lying, stinking, false prophet. That's all you are. That's probably all you ever will be. You ain't going to repent. You've got that Pharisaical spirit. You've got it made up in your mind with tradition. You've got a way that seems right. You're sticking to that. Because you don't have no spiritual understanding. You don't have any spiritual light. You don't have any spiritual direction. You don't have any spiritual foundation on which you're built upon the holy prophets with the evidence of the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Wherefore, when Yahweh knew the Pharisees had heard that the Messiah had baptized more disciples than John. Now, John baptized a slew of them. Now, here's what his baptism consisted of. If you confess that you believe that there's someone coming after me with a name greater than every name or any name under heaven or in heaven or under the earth, basically, fundamentally, if you believe that, get in the water here. Get ready, for there is another coming who is greater than I, whose shoe latches I am not worthy to stoop in on those. He will increase. He's baptizing more than I'll ever baptize. And that was John's fulfillment of ministry. Came water baptizing for the remission of sin.
Well, you say, well, see, the Messiah, he said, I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. John baptized you with water. The Messiah's going to baptize the Holy Ghost.
The Messiah baptized with water more people than John did. Matter of fact, in the 19th chapter, the disciples that had been water baptized by John.
Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? There was not so much as word. Were they being the Holy Ghost? How were you baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. And John said, or Paul said, John verily baptized with a baptism of repentance.
Saying to them, believe on him that cometh after him. Now when they heard this, they were rebaptized in the name of Yahweh. What more do we need? And what more is it that we could expect any more than the witness of Yahweh for those who to him give all the prophets witness through his name? whosoever will believe in him shall receive the evidence of the new language. Now, what's a new language? What do you mean by that, Brother Johnson? The new language is talking the revelation of truth in a way that you've never heard it before. Now, I've been a Christian for 30, 40 years before I ever got into the truth. I preached for 30. I was baptized when I was a young boy. And so then, I'd been a Christian quite a while, talking about Jesus and talking about him saving you and talking about repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus. I preached that very strong and faithfully. But then, when I growed in grace and knowledge, when I came to a greater understanding of the truth of the Scriptures, I began to think about Deuteronomy in chapter 6 in verse 4. Hear, O Israel. Yahweh is one God. Yahweh is one, and you shall love him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Mark 12:29. The Messiah answered, the greatest commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, quoting Deuteronomy 6 and 4, which have been quoted in the book of Deuteronomy. Ezekiel 37:22, and I will make them one people. That's what that means. A nation is translated as an ethnos. Strong's 1484, like I said last night. One people in the land. They will have one king. And this one king shall be king to them all, and they shall no more be two nations or two peoples, and neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more, for the two sticks will be joined to one. Now listen to this. Zechariah 14:9. Yahweh, he will be king over all the earth in that day. There shall be one Yahweh, and his name one.
I always got many names. I heard this professor of theology say so. And oh, he was so diplomatic and proper and had a good education, Pastor. But you're just one of them old rude, crude, underground preachers.
Yep, that's exactly what I am. That's what the Messiah was. He was rude and crude, no education. Peter, James, and John was ignorant, never had perceived to learn any letters. But I know one thing. I will stand up against any theologian in the land that knows anything about theology from a DD standpoint. My DD is descriptive determination. I got my education out in the mountains, in the caves, and the valleys, and the dales, and in the mountains of East Tennessee, following broomtails, thinking about the Bible all day long, thinking about His Word, reading and studying and praying. I don't have to guess anymore. I know what it says. It is written. The most powerful weapon at your disposal to win your soul or save yourself salvation is to study the Scriptures to be approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In that day there shall be one Yahweh and his name one. Now, you make three or four out of it if you want to.
Well, let's follow the Son and Holy Ghost and know that.
Don't you know who the Father is, ignorant, dumbhead? I mean, let's face it. What school of theology did you come out of to get your DD? All you are is a barking dumb dog. Full of your own vomit, turn into your own vomit, like a dog, as you vomit out the filth of your tradition and to reject the word of Yahweh. Romans 3:29. God is the God of Israel. Deuteronomy again, 6:4. He's one. Malachi 2:10. Don't we all have one Father? Hasn't one God created us? Was Adam created? Yeah, there's a difference in Adam. You know. And I have said, I was talking to a brother today who was talking about racial covenant. And it's very important to remember Matthew 13. There is a bunch of seeds in the earth that you need to get acquainted with. One is the devil, and learn how to recognize a tare. I know a tare when I see one, because I can tell him by his mouth. His words will justify him, or his words will condemn him. Don't we have one Father? Hasn't one God created us all? Adam was not a six-day creation. Let's be honest here. Adam wasn't brought forth till the eighth day, and I can prove that.
You say, no, he was born on Monday, Pastor Buddy. Because the seventh day, as on Saturday, he rested. Well, what about the Sunday? Well, yeah, that's the first day of the week.
Oh, okay. So you seventh-day keepers that advocate Saturday as being your Sabbath, my question is, what about the eighth day when you can't acknowledge nothing but a seventh day? And the Bible is replete and fully furnished with an eighth-day teaching. You can't lock on to that because you don't have the solid foundation of repentance and water baptism in the name of Yahweh. And you people that do baptize in the name of Yahweh, acknowledging three gods or two gods, we got people that believe in the Trinity, as well as those who believe in the Trinity. Very few believe in oneness. Mark 12:32, and the scribe said unto him, well said, Master, you have said the truth, for there is but one God, and there is none other but he. Not we, us, or them. Not some big theological tongue-twisting. Oh, there's three. They're all of one substance, and all they're one substance. These are one. They are as one. It's a great mystery. Don't ask me to explain. You don't understand it yourself. That's really, you can't explain it because you don't know. You dumb dog. With your DD. That's basically what that means. I like that. You're a dumb dog. You profess that you're wise, but in reality, spiritually speaking, you're dumb. You're like the dog that returned to his vomit. You love tradition. That's the Pharisee doctrine. And then you get up and say, oh, you don't have to be baptized. The theology of the dumb dogs who bark and holler until the big dog gets on the porch. It's put up or shut up when a prophet of Yahweh comes on the scene. Oh, yeah, but we don't respect you, Pastor Buddy. We don't respect you, one God people, especially you Yahweh people. You know that he had a father. Galatians 3:20. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. How could God, the Spirit, the invisible force, the substance,
create himself through a woman. He needed a woman. He placed the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the Holy Shekinah, overshadowed her. And she become pregnant with a substance that was both God and man. A God-man came upon the earth for 33 years. Ephesians 4 and 5. There is one Yahweh, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Now, if you ain't got Christ, the Father, in you, you ain't got this revelation. If you try to make it any bigger than it is, or any greater than it was, you see, Yahweh became a man. The eternal spirit manifested in a flesh body. In the beginning was the Logos, the Word. Now, we're not talking about some word that was spoken out by some famous poet or some philosopher or some doctrine of divinity from some university of philosophy and vain deceit. We're talking about a man that didn't have a place to lay his head. A man that was friendly. I love this type of man. He knew you if he walked down on the street. He could talk to kings. And he could talk to the common people. The Bible said the Bible plainly said in Mark 12, 35, 36, and 37, that the common people gladly heard him. They understood his speech because he was a common man. 1 Corinthians 8 and 6, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord, by whom are all things, and we in him, or we by him. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. Get over it, you Pharisees. For one by one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. Now, when he said repent and be baptized to receive the Spirit, for by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body. To obey is to receive. You say, well, it don't really matter. You can get the Holy Ghost before or after. Yes, you can. That's a known fact that Cornelius received the Holy Ghost before he was ever baptized. But in the 48th verse of chapter 10, Acts, Peter said, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Spirit as we did? Now, what if they'd refused it? What if Cornelius said, wait a minute, I've got the Holy Ghost. I think I'll just keep what I got. I got a cold today, and I don't think I'll get baptized. It's not necessary. Glory to God. How long do you think that Holy Spirit would have stayed there? It will not dwell in an unclean temple. You can claim it, shout it, and beat your chest like a 10-ton gorilla. It won't change the word. 1 Timothy 1:17. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever. And amen. Ladies and gentlemen, how much would it take for you to join in theological groups that say that the Almighty God needed help to create the creation? Oh, the sun was back there and he said, Father, would you go ahead now and create everything? I mean, what the scripture said.
It said that he that came into the world made it. Well, was that the Father? You'd have to acknowledge that was the Father in the personage of the one you call the Son. The Father was in the Son reconciling the world unto Himself. What do you think about that? They want to make a plurality and complicate the Godhead. In their unbelief, they pluritize God and call Him or them as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and make it difficult in understanding the great mystery. I mean, the Messiah said, "Come here, Thomas." St. John 20:28. Thomas says, "Is that really you? Well, I saw you die. I know they tortured you for the 6 hours on the torture stake. I seen you die. They carried you and throwed you in a hole and rolled a rock on you. You gotta be dead. From whence cometh these wounds?" "Fill of them, Thomas. Here I am. Feel these nail prints. Come here and feel, Thomas. Let the reality set in. I was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and death. And if you do not believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins without ever getting them remitted." And you know, this whole message is about how to get rid of your sins. And it only comes in one name. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care how much he lies to you. I don't care how pretty he is, or how you enjoy going to your little church, or your big church, or whether you go to church at all. Got most of these people watch church on their television on Sunday morning. As the big evangelists, the big dogs, man, they bark on Sunday. They make it complicated when it's in simplicity. The simplicity of the gospel. There's nothing lost in this gospel if you search it. There's a way that seemeth right, of course. You want to climb up some other way, you're going to have to bow on that day and confess His name whether you like it or whether you don't. The American Heritage Dictionary gives a definition of the word alone as apart from anything else, excluding anyone else, the soul, rightful and only, with nothing further added, without equal. And what better explanation can you get? Yahweh. Exodus 22:20. "He that sacrificed to any god save unto Yahweh only shall be utterly destroyed." So you better watch who you sacrifice. Sacrifice means worship. You say, "Well, I just love Jesus. I just praise Him night and day. He's done so much for me." Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you dig deeper? If He's done so much for you and you love Him so much, why don't you really get acquainted with Him? Do you say hallelujah or hallelujah? We say, "Oh, I say hallelujah when I say hallelujah." Well, what does that mean in Hebrew? Oh, that means a form, an explanation, a praise and power to the Supreme One. That's right. 1 Samuel 7:3, Samuel spoke to the house of Israel. If you do return unto him with all your heart and put away your strange gods. What? Jesus is a strange God. Jehovah is a strange God. Not listed in the original language. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Get back to the origination and do not take or form or worship any substitutes. I will have no other gods before me. And in Exodus 22:20, he that sacrificed to any god save unto Yahweh only shall be utterly destroyed. Take heed how you worship. Yeah, but I enjoy it so much. And Pastor Buddy, you're so crude in your speech and you're so hard and I just don't, you know, appreciate that old hard stuff. Well, let me tell you what the Bible said. It said that they would turn their ears from hearing the truth. It's a hard saying, and who can hear it? And they would turn themselves into fables, having itching ears. They would have their ears or their back tickled or their back scratched with these comforting soothsayers of falsehood and seam riders. This is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, Yahweh. John 17:3, and in the 6th verse, he revealed his name. I have manifested your name. Isaiah 37:20, now therefore, O Yahweh, our God, save us from the hand of Satan and all the kingdoms of earth, and let them know that thou only, even thou only, art Yahweh. Well, listen what they would turn to in the last days to sound embrace and tinkling simple. Jude 1:4, for there are certain men ordained, polished, creep in unaware to deceive the very elect, who were before of old ordained unto this common day. These people have been picked out from the very beginning. They must have done it before. There must have been some of them Baal prophets back then. Ungodly men turning the truth of Yahweh into lasciviousness, and they will receive a just recompense of reward, of damnation to them who call upon any other name except Yahweh. You say, but I'm so pretty. I talk so good. I can just put the make on Yahweh. I'll change his mind. Notice this. 2 Chronicles 6:34, thou, Yahweh, only knowest the hearts of the children of men. And to the wise, only wise God, our Savior. Which one do you think that is? Jesus or Yahweh? Take your pick. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, and may his name be exalted above all other gods. Is there a God beside me? I know not any. I know not any. Who are you going to worship when it comes down to the final day of judgment and your knee bows? Is Jehovah going to save you? Elijah said, call on Baal. Call a little louder. Reckon he might be out on vacation. It might be dinner time. Maybe he's out dining. Maybe he's going on a journey. And these false slick willies, these deceivers of that day that had all Israel with the exception of 7,000 knees to bow to him. They had mightily convinced the Israelites, turned them from the faith. And the Bible said, take heed lest you fall from your own steadfastness. Timothy, to the only wise God be glory. To the only wise God.
Who shall not fear thee? Revelation 15 and 4. Who shall not fear you, O Yahweh, and glorify your name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, and your judgments are made manifest, when every knee shall bow unto me, and every tongue shall confess. Do you got to be born from above? How? John 3 and 5. Nicodemus came to him and says, How can I do this? Can I enter the second time into my mother's womb? And Yahweh made it very clear and distinct in his reply to Nicodemus. Except you are born of the water and the Spirit. Now, this is how he put it. The water and the Spirit. Peter put it that way. He said, repent in water and be baptized and you will have the Spirit. Paul commanded, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we've never so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. How was you baptized? How was you water baptized? They said, to John's water baptism. Well, he said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on the Messiah. But now let me tell you what the Messiah's name is. And he baptized them in the name of the Messiah, Yahweh. I don't have the intention to diminish or to take away what you've got. I would not want to disturb and pull up the roots that you have grown down into in Jesus' name. Heaven forbid that I would pull up one of your roots of your love and your devotion and your performance. You've probably done greater things than I ever have. I've not been guilty of doing too many great things. I've failed. I've come short. But I've been steadfast in this. I've kept the faith and ain't denied his name. Now, you may lack one thing yet. I believe that the Scriptures are divinely inspired and of no private interpretation, as Peter related in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Therefore, I would promote and present the pure word of Yahweh without adding or taking away from the teachings, which I am not commanded not to do, according to Deuteronomy 4 and 2 and Proverbs 35 and 6 and Revelations 22:16. I'm not going to take anything from it and I ain't going to add nothing to it. If you add the name of Jesus that wasn't in there in the original, that's your problem. I wish you well. I hope that name stands up. For your sake, I hope it stands up. But in order for it to stand up, the name of Yahweh would have to fall. Because there's only one name given under heaven whereby that you can be saved. Now, let me repeat this again. Say it with me. Hallelujah. Or Hallelujah. Which one sounds better? Sound those phonics. Talk to me. The Messiah told Nicodemus, if you want to enter into the kingdom, you've got to be born of water and spirit. St. John chapter 3, verse 5. Now think about that. The water and spirit of repentance in his name, where he said, begin it at all nations in Jerusalem. See, they never preached Jesus. I'm sorry. I just wish that somebody would bother to go into the search. Write from my track, Hallelujah, the highest praise. I'll send it to you free of charge. It will tell you and show you and give you book, verse, and chapter how that they removed his name and replaced his name with a pagan false name that people would fall in love with and idolize and worship and adore and would turn into be a name of blasphemy. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got
We've got the truth on the world. Notice in John 12:44, the Messiah says that I will judge you in the last day. Matthew 25:31, when he comes, he'll sit upon his throne with all his holy angels with him, and he gathered the sheep and the goats, and he separated right to left. The sheep went to the right and the goats went to the left. And that's a separation day. In some cases, you might understand it as a rapture. Repentance and remission of sins through baptism in the name of Yahweh and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, Acts 2:38. That's the royal command. Just put the correct name in there and you've got the whole mystery solved. It's not a big mystery when you solve it. It is. I'm serious. It's a big mystery to you. To you sitting and you wonder why in the world that you couldn't have seen that in all the years that I studied in the name of Jesus, baptizing and preaching baptism. I was reading what was before me with no information to gain another source. And then when I went back and studied the original name, I soon discovered that the Greeks, who were partial to Zeus, and the way that the name was written in the three languages, Latin and Greek and Hebrew, that it was very easy for the name of Yahweh to be changed to Iesus. So easy that it would deceive the very elect and have me deceived for 30 plus years. Philip, preaching to those in the book of Acts. And so then, I conclude tonight here with the evidence and the scrutiny of the searching of the Scriptures, which I have taken time to do in 3 hours of proving to you, I believe, beyond a shadow of doubt, that water baptism is not a dead ritual, that it is quite necessary for your salvation and for your remission of sins. I pray tonight that you would humble yourself and consider what I have preached to you, because if I preached anything that relates to the truth, that will be the foundation of what you will stand on in the day of judgment, or it will stand against you. You got to be hot or cold, in or out, on or off, up or down. You can't be lukewarm. And so don't get on the middle of the fence and say, oh, well, I'll take my chances and, buddy can't be right because all these other people would be wrong. I understand where you're coming from. If I'm right, 99% of the Protestant churches, along with the Catholic Church, is wrong. And I mean dead wrong. Let me give you a scripture before I close here tonight. There's a way that seemeth right, but the end is death. Satan will have so much deceptive and deceiving power that he will change the truth into a lie and deceive the very elect. Are you ready? Are you ready to come aboard that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower and that the righteous, they literally run into it and they're saved? Are you ready to take a hold of the truth and not look back? Put your hands to the plow. Put your hands in the hand of the man that walked on the water. He said, you know me. I've been among you. I preach to you. My name is from the foundation of the world. And if you do not believe that I am he, you're going to die in your sin. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the old horn. It's alertness here tonight that we've just got about 6 minutes to tell you that we're sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary at 1-800 or 1-877-289-7439 for Miracle 2 and Vitamir toothpaste. If you need soap, or if you need to brush your teeth, why don't you just order from Dr. Gary, and that would help us. If you need the StemTech, which is a highly advanced scientific formula of modern science, you could call Brother Paul at 1-800-253-2748. And both of these brothers are sincere men of the faith. Their study and they're strong. And that's what it takes. To ride with him, you've got to be unchangeable. You've got to stay in that name, never waver. If Mom don't go, that won't bother me. I used to sing that old Holiness song. Mama don't go, won't bother me. Daddy don't go, won't bother me. Sister don't go, won't bother me. I'm on my way, hallelujah. I'm on my way. It's a holy way. It's a one Yahweh way. Are you ready to ride? Put on the whole armor tonight. Let's stand up and ride with him. Praise Yahweh. I'll be back Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'm off tomorrow night. I'll be preaching to you, Yahweh willing, from Hallelujah Acres Friday night. We'll be live from Hallelujah Acres on the Hawassee River on the beautiful hills of the Smoky Mountains. Right there where our forefathers walked, and the proud, majestic Cherokees in the Cherokee National Forest, where we have a little place there together. Oh, it's wonderful. You'll feel the spirit and the joy of the unspeakable and full of glory. He's coming back after a straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and a few there may find it. You want to ride with him? Let's mount up on the wings of an eagle. Let's say, yes, Yahweh, we're going to ride. And you know who he's talking to? Well, he's talking to those sheep that will hear his voice. And they're not going to be deceived. They're going to put on the whole armor. They're going to press toward the mark. They're going to throw up as calves in the stall. They're going to stand. And they're going to ride with him. It's the great army of Yahweh. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh keep you. Until the coming day. I'll see you, like I say, Friday night, live on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, transmitting Jewel of the South. May Yahweh take a good blessing and a liking to you. And may He smile upon you graciously. May He lead you into all the truth. If you're in Jesus' name, stay right in there. Hold on. Pray. Say, Father, this Pastor Buddy troubles me. He's taking issue with the name that I worship in. Could you give me some light? Could you send me some information that I could verify or deny what he's saying? Make my election and calling sure, Yahweh. Be sure my sins find me out. I don't want to be baptized in a false name for the remission of sin. Pastor Buddy says it's very important to have my sins remitted in the true name. Pray tell me, Yahweh, is this his name? If it's Jesus, let me stay in it. If it's Jehovah, let me hang on. If it's neither, let me get out as soon as possible. And give me the name above every name. The name that my knee will bow to. The name that I'll get my sins remitted in. May Yahweh bless you and give you that understanding. And I'll see you. Yahweh bless you. And I love you. Let's listen to the Lamb song.